News release. CANADIAN Drug Policy Coalition. Last night, June 19, advocates camped out at City Hall in Barrie to protest the municipality's attempt to push through a bylaw amendment that would effectively criminalize supporting people who are experiencing homelessness. The proposed bylaw amendment would introduce fines ranging from $500 to $100,000 for distributing food, water, clothing, shelter, or other essentials to assist people with sleeping or protection from the elements without authorization from the City of Barrie. This bylaw targets unhoused people and endangers their ability to survive, particularly in a colder climate such as Barrie. Advocates are raising the alarm on the proposed changes for effectively criminalizing homelessness and interfering with the ability of outreach workers to carry out their life-saving duties. Christine Naylor, who initiated the camp out in Barrie, is the founder of Ryan's Hope and a member of Moms Stop the Harm. If this bylaw amendment passes, the City of Barrie will be outlawing kindness. We won't be able to do outreach and serve the people who have become family to us over the past 2 years, she said. We won't be able to give a friend a bottle of water on a hot day. What kind of community are we becoming? The inhumanity of this bylaw is shocking. Displacement of folks living in public spaces increases the risk of fatal overdose, and anything that pushes people away from community increases the risks of people using drugs alone amidst a toxic drug poisoning crisis, said DJ Larkin, executive director of Canadian Drug Policy Coalition. The proposed bylaws will interfere with the ability of people to do outreach, which will put people's lives at further risk at the intersection of the toxic drug poisoning and housing crises. Advocates are also criticizing the lack of democratic process. Making an amendment to the bylaw means Barrie City Council can circumvent the public consultation process that would give residents the opportunity to weigh in. These bylaw changes are undemocratic, cruel, and a waste of valuable public resources, said Keenan Aylwin, former city councillor and member of Barrie Homelessness and Housing Justice Network. Instead of working to support people experiencing homelessness in Barrie, the mayor and city council have chosen to attack people in need and the organizations that have a heart to help out their neighbors. As policymakers, city council should instead invest in social and supportive housing rather than threatening their residents with possible fines of up to $100,000. The federal housing advocate has also called upon Barrie Mayor Alex Nuttall and City Council to immediately cease the move towards prohibitions of tents, tarps, and food in parks and public spaces without a permit, and to engage in a process of meaningful consultation with encampment residents. Advocates will remain camped out at City Hall until Council meets to discuss the amendment on Wednesday, June 21.